It's a blessing to be here with all of you this morning on Christmas morning. Merry, Merry Christmas to everybody. It's a blessed, happy, and cold day. Blessed, happy, and cold day. I want to start off with prayer. Father God, we thank you for this day. We thank you for life, health, and strength. We thank you for your goodness and your mercy and your loving kindness and your tender compassion. Thank you for this time we've set aside to gather together in your name, to worship and glorify you together. So God, we say thank you. Have your way in this service this morning, Lord. Bless us, Lord. Holy Spirit, you have your way and do what you want to do. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 We're going to have communion this morning, so make sure you have your communion elements ready for this morning. And I'm going to read our scripture lesson, which is going to also be part of the message for today. Excuse me. I want to read Luke 2, 8 through 11. Luke 2, 8 through 11. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. Christ the Lord. And this time, I want you to get your elements. We're going to go ahead and take communion right now. We're going to take communion in celebration of the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Today is the day we celebrate his birth. And we're so glad he came. We're so glad he came. He came and gave his body, and his body was broken for us. So we thank the Lord for the body of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Let's eat. His blood was shed for the remission of our sins. So we're going to thank God for his body. We're going to thank God for his blood, and let's drink. Father, we thank you for your blood. We thank you for your body that was bruised for us. We give you thanks. We give you glory. We give you praise. And we magnify your name. And Father, we say thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Our announcements haven't changed. No Monday night service, no Wednesday night service. No Monday night service, no Wednesday night service this week. We will see you next Sunday back in our usual place in person and on Zoom. Next Sunday at 10:30. Today we started at 10 o'clock, just a special service today, but we will see you next week. If you want to give, you can also give the normal ways you give, except you can't give in person. You have to wait the next Sunday if you want to give in person. You can give by going on Tithely and giving that way, or going to our website and giving on the website by clicking on give. You can also text the word give to 844-746-5457. So don't forget to give today. If you desire to give, give today. If you want your giving to be included in 2022, you need to at least give today, tomorrow, or Tuesday in order for it to clear the bank so you can get credit for this year's gift. So we praise God for all of you. At this time, we're going to go to our praise and worship. And after our praise and worship, I will come back with the gospel word for the day. And the word for the day is the gospel took on flesh. So let's go to our worship. Pray everything work right. Let's see. Start, it has to load. It's working.
Nothing compares to this. What a beautiful name.
Okay, hello everyone, I'm back. Thank God for that worship song. Thank you, Jesus. If you're not muted, please mute yourself. Thank you. Amen. I'm gonna see if I can do Speak of You. No, Speak of You is not doing for some reason or another, so I'll go back to gallery view. But anyway, we praise God for all of you joining us this morning for our Christmas Day service. Such a blessing to be with all of you. Such a blessing to be alive now. It's such a blessing to be able to talk and to be able to tell the goodness of the Lord. It's just a blessing. It's a blessing. It's a blessing from the Lord. And our service is supposed to be an hour this morning, so I'm going with the message this morning. But last Sunday we had a sermon. Jed came and he preached the message about believe the gospel. And that was an awesome message, but I had already decided on the message for this Sunday that concerned the gospel. But they're not the same. Message is not the same, but each message complements the other one. And so I want to bring the word about what exactly is the gospel. What exactly is the gospel? And Jet told us that the gospel was good news. We hear a lot of people saying the gospel is good news, which is true. But I don't think we really know what the gospel really is. Because if you listen to the way we talk, we don't talk like we know exactly what the gospel is. If you see how we live, we don't always live like we really know what the gospel is. So I wonder, do we really, really know what the gospel really is? I looked in Thayer's and Strong's and the study word, and I found out this when I looked up the word gospel. Gospel is good message, good tidings, and bringing good news. Notice how the word good is in all three definitions. Good message, good tidings, and bringing good news. Now, if that's the gospel, are we always talking gospel? Are we always proclaiming gospel when we talk to other people? Are we always thinking gospel? Are we always, when it comes to ourselves, are we thinking gospel about ourselves? Or what are we thinking? Gospel is good message, good tidings, and bringing good news. Are you always bringing good news about yourself? Are you always bringing good news about others? Are you always bringing good news about your situation? Are you bringing the good news? If you're not bringing the good news, you're not bringing the gospel. You're not proclaiming the gospel. Let's take a glimpse of the gospel. Let's look at Exodus 33. Exodus 33. And I'm sorry to put the verse down here, but Exodus 33 is where you're going to find this. And you might know exactly where it is when I read the verse, because I'm not going to actually read it, but go ahead and read Exodus 33 when you get a chance. But in Exodus 33, Moses asked God a question. Moses asked God, said, please show me your glory. Moses wanted to see the glory of God. And guess what God's answer was? He said, I will make all my goodness pass before you, and I will proclaim the name of the Lord before you. I will be gracious to whom I will be gracious. I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion. And let's look at Exodus 34:6. Exodus 34:6 says this. This is God answering Moses' question. Moses said, please show me your glory. God said, I'm going to make all my goodness pass before you, and I proclaim my name. And then in Exodus 34:6, the Lord told Moses as he passed by, he said to Moses in this verse, the Lord passed before Moses and proclaimed, the Lord, God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering, and abounding in goodness and truth. Oh my goodness. That stirs me up. Can you imagine Moses being on the mountain, asking God to show him his glory? And then God said, I'm going to make all my goodness pass before you, Moses. But I'm not going to let you see my face, but I'm just going to let you see my hinder parts. Yeah, but I'm going to let you see all, I'm going to let all my goodness pass before you. And then Moses was standing there, and all the goodness of God passed before Moses. And the Lord proclaimed his name and said, I'm merciful, I'm gracious, I'm long-suffering, I'm abounding in goodness and truth. Oh, my goodness and my truth is abounding. It's bountiful. It's more and more and more. And I'm merciful. I'm gracious. I'm long-suffering. You know, many a times God tried to show his goodness to the children of Israel. God tried to let them know how good he was. And they never got it. As a nation, they never got the goodness of God. As much as he wanted to show them his goodness, they never got it. Then God said, okay, what I'm going to do, I'm going to take you, my people, and I'm going to use you to show my goodness to the world. I'm going to use you to bring goodness and compassion and long-suffering and merciful. I'm going to be gracious to the whole world through you. I'm going to let the world see my goodness. Adam and Eve didn't know the goodness of God. They doubted his goodness. But God wants us to know his goodness. So Moses was with God now. He was with God in this goodness for 40 days and 40 nights. He didn't even know that when he came down, off encountering all this goodness of God, that his face was shining. It was shining so bright that the children of Israel couldn't bear to look at Moses' face because of the goodness of God. Woo! Something about the goodness of God will change the way you look. It'll change the way you think. No wonder the gospel is the goodness of God. It's a good message. It's glad and good tidings. Now let's look at Luke 2:8. Let's look at when the gospel took on flesh. The gospel took on flesh. I can imagine God saying, okay, they don't know how good I am. I've been trying to let them know I'm good. They just ain't getting it. So I got to do something different. But the thing is, God, this is going to spur in a moment. God had decided this way before he created the world, way before he created us. He knew he wasn't going to get it. He knew he wasn't going to get his goodness. We were going to think he was harsh, that he wasn't good. So God devised a plan to show us his goodness. He knew man would fail. But God still wanted us to know his goodness. He knows that we fail today, but God still wants us to see his goodness. Aren't you glad about that? We're not perfect. We don't do everything right. But the goodness of God never leaves us. Have you experienced that? Your worst day. And here shows up the goodness of God. You think sometime I'm going to throw in the towel. I'm going to give up. But here shows up the goodness of God. Oh, my goodness. Let's look at Luke 2. We're going to start at verse 8. We're going to see the gospel took on flesh. The goodness of God. God wrapped his goodness in flesh. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them. And the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. Sometimes when God is getting ready to reveal his goodness to us, we kind of get afraid. But we need to realize, trust God. Trust the goodness of God. He is good. The word of God says he's good and full of compassion. You can trust his goodness. Andrew says that the gospel of grace is too good to be true. Sometimes we get to thinking, oh, this thing, it can't be this good. It can't really be this good. But let me tell you, it is this good. It's really good. Luke 2:9, and lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were so afraid. Verse 10, and the angel said unto them, fear not, don't be afraid. Saying the same thing to us. Don't fear. Don't be afraid of God's goodness. I bring you good tidings. One of the meanings of gospel was good tidings. I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. Woo, this is the gospel that is for everybody. Nobody's left out. Nobody's left out of the goodness of God. Nobody's left out of the gospel of God. For unto you is born this day in the city of David, which is Christ the Lord. This day, we celebrate his birth today. This day, thousands of years ago, on a day, we don't know what day, but on a day, Christ was born. The gospel took on flesh and became a man. The gospel took on flesh and became a man. God wrapped his goodness in flesh and he became a man. God said, I'm going to show you my goodness. I'm going to let you hear my goodness. I'm going to let you touch my goodness. I'm going to let my goodness speak to you. I want you to know just how good I really am. I know man is sin. I know man disobeyed me. And now everybody has to be born again in their spirit that wants to know me. But I am so good that I am wrapping myself in flesh and I'm coming to suffer and die for you because it's just that good. No, you don't have to work for it. No, you don't have to pay for it. No, you don't have to try to be good enough for it. You don't have to do any of those things. It's a free gift. By grace, you are saved through faith. And that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. Yes. This gospel is good enough to be believed. It sounds like it's too good, but it's still good. It might look like it's too good, but it's still good. So the gospel took on flesh. Jesus Christ came into the world to save sinners. And Paul said in 1 Timothy 1:15, of which I am chief, we all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But the goodness of God still found us. The gospel still got to us. I don't know where you were or what you were doing or what you were thinking, but the gospel of God got to you. His goodness got there. His goodness got there. And you might have thought it was too good, but once you received Christ and Christ came in, you thought to yourself, oh, this is so, so good. It's good. Let's look at 1 Timothy 3:16. And it says, and without controversy, nobody has anything that they can say against this to make it not true. Without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifested in the flesh. His goodness was manifested in the flesh. And his goodness is named Jesus. Justified in the spirit, seen by angels, preached among the Gentiles, believed on in the world, received up into glory. God's the gospel took on flesh. And Jesus preached the gospel. The gospel took on flesh in the form of Jesus. And Jesus began to preach the gospel. What did he preach? He preached the good news of God. He preached the goodness of God. He preached the compassion of God. He preached the forgiveness of God. He preached all the good news to God to those that wanted to hear it. Some didn't want to hear the truth. But even hearing the truth is good news. Even when you need to hear the truth, that's good news. Because the truth will stir you up. The truth will get you to reach out to what you need. So when God tells us stuff we don't want to hear, and it's the truth, it's still good news. It's still good news. Because when we hear the truth gets rid of the lies. So Matthew 4:23 says this. And Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom. He preached the good news of the kingdom. He didn't preach no sad news. He didn't preach no bad news. He didn't preach no negative news. He didn't preach no, you know, God going to get you news. He preached the good news of the kingdom because gospel means a good message, good tidings, good news. He preached the gospel of the kingdom. And then not only did he preach the gospel of the kingdom, what did he do? He healed all kinds of sicknesses and all kinds of diseases among the people. He healed the sick. He healed diseases. So what's the good news of the gospel when it comes to being sick? The good news of the gospel is healing belongs to you. One scripture said healing belongs is the children's bread. Oh, guess what? We are now children. You and I, we're children of the Most High God. If you've been born again, you're a child of God. You're a child of the Most High God. So healing is your bread. Jesus died at the cross. He took stripes on his body so that we could become sons and daughters of the Most High God. So now healing belongs to us. What about kingdom? He preached the good news of the kingdom. What does it mean about the kingdom? A lot of times people say, why God letting this happen? Isn't he ruling everything? Isn't he in charge of everything? But no, he preached the good news of the kingdom. Kingdom, God's kingdom, kingdom of heaven, that's where God establishes his rule in the hearts of men. God is now ruling in the hearts of his children. He's ruling in the hearts of his sons and daughters. He's not ruling down there at Walmart. He's not ruling at KFC. He's not ruling in Wilson. He's not ruling in New York, where you are, Roxanne. He ain't ruling in Farmer. He ain't ruling. He's ruling in the hearts of people in Farmer. He's ruling the hearts of people in Wilson. He's ruling the hearts of people here in Raleigh. He's ruling the hearts of the people in Wilmington. So God is ruling in the hearts of his sons and daughters. He's ruling. He's ruling. And the goodness of the kingdom of heaven and the kingdom of God are one and the same. The gospel of the kingdom of heaven and the gospel of the kingdom of God are the same. And gospel means good news. The good news of the kingdom is rooted in our hearts. It's rooted in our hearts. And we trust and obey God and walk in what he put in us, then that good news of the kingdom will rule in every situation in our lives. It will rule in our homes and our jobs and what we think and what we do. God wants to rule in his kingdom. And we're in his kingdom, and his kingdom is in us. And the kingdom, the gospel of the kingdom is good news. It's 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 good news. Matthew, Mark, and Luke are called the gospel. They're all Matthew, the gospel of Matthew, the gospel of Mark, and the gospel of Luke. So you know what? If that's the case, then we could say Matthew is the good news. Mark is good news. And Luke, good news. It's the good news of Matthew, the good news of Mark, and the good news of Luke. So Jesus preached the gospel of the kingdom. He healed all kinds of sickness and diseases, according to Matthew, according to Mark, according to Luke. According to that gospel, the good news, he healed all kinds of sicknesses and all kinds of diseases among the people. He made the blind to see. He raised the dead. He cleansed the lepers. He made the lame to walk. He made the deaf to hear. He set the captives free. He preached the gospel to the poor. All good news. Good news. Good news. The gospel is good news. Somebody get healed, that's good news. Somebody sick, that's not good news. Somebody get delivered out of bondage, good news. Somebody get in bondage, that's not good news. Jesus came that we might have life and have it more abundantly. It's the devil that came to steal, kill, and destroy. So the gospel is good news. I wonder how much good news have you told today? How much good news you've been telling all week? Have you been preaching the gospel, the good news about Jesus, the good news about the kingdom of God? Mark began his gospel with these words, the beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. You could say the beginning of the good news of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, since the gospel is good news. According to Acts, the apostles preached the gospel, and Paul said he preached more than them all. They preached the good news about Jesus, the good news about God. They preached it, and it was good news. The gospel of grace, the gospel is the grace of God. Acts 20:24, It said the gospel of the grace of God, the good news of the grace of God. Romans 1:1, the gospel of God, the good news of God. We serve in our spirits with the gospel of his son. We serve in our spirits with the gospel, or with the, we serve in our spirits with the good news of his son. That's how we serve God in our spirits, with the good news of his son, the good news of Jesus. I don't know about you, but there shouldn't be anything you say about God that's not good. There shouldn't be anything you say about the son that's not good. Everything about our Father is good. Everything about Jesus is good too. We're his children. We're his children. Amen. The gospel is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes. Romans 1:16. I'm going to read it again. The good news of God is the power of God to salvation. We could say the good news of Jesus is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes. Romans 10:15 says this: how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the gospel, preach good news, who bring glad tidings of good things. Glad tidings of good things. If you see somebody all bound in sin and they think there's no hope for them, they think nobody loves them, they think God don't even want them, and then you come and you bring them the gospel of the good news and let them know God loves you. He has not given up on you. He made a way for you to escape. He has been reconciled to you through Jesus. And now he just wants you to accept Jesus and be reconciled to him. Amen. Romans 10:16. We are to believe and obey the gospel. We are to believe and obey the good news of Jesus Christ, the good news of the kingdom, the good news of the Father. We are to believe and obey the gospel. Romans 15:29 and 16:25 says, the gospel blesses and establishes us. So the good news of the kingdom and the good news of God, the good news of Jesus, it blesses us and it establishes us. If you're not established in the faith, maybe you haven't been getting enough good news in you. You might need some more good news of the kingdom. You might need some more good news of the word. You might need some more good news of Jesus. If you're not feeling established, get that good stuff in you. Get that good stuff in you and get established. Get established. 1 Corinthians 4:15, we are begotten or born again, what? Through the gospel. We are begotten or born again through the gospel. We are begotten and born again through the good news of Jesus Christ. The good news of Jesus Christ. The gospel is good news. It's good news. 1 Corinthians 9:14. Those who preach the gospel should live from the gospel. The gospel can be hidden from people by the blinding of the enemy. The good news of the Father, the good news of God, can be hidden from people by the blinding of the enemy. That's what the word says, that people, the enemy has put a veil over people's eyes, and they can't see the good news of the gospel. They can't see the goodness of the God of God because of the veil, because of the blindness of their eyes by the enemy. And we sometimes need to pray that the Lord will remove the veil. Somehow or another, the Holy Spirit will take that veil off their eyes for even a moment so they can see the goodness of God. And once they see it, who knows, that might be the very moment they get born again. Most people that are not receiving Christ is because they don't know the goodness of God. Their eyes, their mind is blinded. And we as Christians, we're not proclaiming the goodness enough. We're not telling of his goodness enough. We're not showing how good God is enough. Sometimes we're so focused on our suffering. We're so focused on what we don't have. We're so focused on negative stuff, but we need to focus on the goodness of God because people need to know how good God is. The very fact he said Jesus showed his goodness and his love for us. So we are to Hebrews 4:2. The gospel has to be mixed with faith to have power in our lives. In Hebrews, it tells that the gospel was preached to the Israelites. When I say the gospel was, the good news. So the good news of God was preached to the Israelites. The good news that they had and the revelation they had at that time, it was preached to them. But it didn't do them any good because they didn't mix it with faith. So Hebrews lets us know the gospel or the good news of Christ and the good news of the kingdom has to be mixed with faith to have any power in our lives. You might know the goodness or memorize the goodness, but if you don't mix that goodness with faith, it will never do you any good. You got to mix the goodness of God that you know with faith. You got to mix that goodness of God in your heart with faith. And then it will do you some good. Then you will see the results in your life. Then you will see the word of God coming to pass. We are to obey and confess the gospel. Confess the goodness. Obey the goodness of God. Our conduct, the word of God says, should be worthy of the gospel of Christ. Our conduct, how we act, how we live our life, the way we talk, should be worthy of the goodness of Christ. It should be worthy of his goodness, worthy of him dying on the cross and receiving us. Our conduct should be worthy of the gospel, the word says. Ephesians 3:6, we are partakers of God's promise in Christ through the gospel. We are partakers of God's promise in Christ through the good news. Through the good news of the kingdom. Through the good news of Christ. Through the good news of Christ. So what exactly is the gospel? The gospel became flesh and dwelt among us, and his name is Jesus. The good news of God. God sent Jesus, proclaiming who the Father really is, proclaiming the goodness of the Father. He manifested himself in flesh, in Jesus Christ, so that we could see the goodness of God. Some might look at a cross and see the suffering of Jesus and all he went through. And they say, that's not the goodness of a father, but that is the goodness of a father. That is the goodness of God toward all of us that needed that for salvation, that needed that for deliverance, that needed that so we could get to know God. We needed that so that we could be born again. We could walk in the things of God and not the things, the vanity of our minds and the vanity of our flesh that gets us nowhere. Thank God for the gospel. Thank God for the gospel of Christ. Thank God for Jesus. Thank God for the goodness of the gospel. The good tidings that the angels brought when he was born to let us know that God was sending something for us, for all people, not just some people, all people. And Jesus brought us good news. He was going to die in our place so that we could once again join the Father in the family with him and be his sons, be his daughters, and that's good news. It's good news to know you don't have to be a dope addict anymore. It's good news to know you don't have to be a liar anymore. It's good news to know you don't have to be a homeless anymore. It's good news to know you can be delivered and set free. It's good news to know you don't have to live in that old fleshly way, the old way of thinking, the old way of mindset. That's good news. Oh, praise the Lord. It's good news, people. It's good news. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Father God, we thank you for this morning. We thank you for the gospel of Jesus Christ. We thank you for the gospel of the kingdom. We thank you, God, for the good news about you, because the word talks about the gospel of God. We thank you for the good news about Christ, because the word calls the gospel of Christ. We thank you for the good news of peace, for the word tells us about the gospel of peace. We thank you for the good news of the kingdom, for the word tells us about the gospel of the kingdom. Thank you, Father God, for the gospel. It's more than I can even preach this morning. It's more than I can even convey this morning. It's more than it will take us a lifetime to get to know your goodness. So God, we thank you for your gospel this morning. We thank you for the good news this morning. May we take hold of the gospel, whatever situation where we might need it. Let us let go of the negative. Let us let go of that's not of you and latch on to your goodness and really get to know how really good you really are. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 That's the word for today. Are there any prayer requests or any comments? Let me stop the recording so I won't record y'all's.